that defensive backfield?
They all bring something in his own. You know, they're young guys, and they smart guys. And Jay bring them ball skills, man. Philly bring that energy, and Jay bring that energy, man. So they all bring their own thing to the table, man, but them guys ready to go. Oh man, it's an honor, man. It's my first time being voted a captain in the NFL, and it means a lot to me. I mean, meaning that your teammates voted for you, you know. So it's good to see that they look at me as a leader, man. Good to see that I've been doing my job, OTAs, training camp. So it's I'm honored.
Does it change your responsibilities, or are you the same?
I mean, well, I got voted a captain for a reason, so man, I'm gonna keep doing what I've been doing.
Have you done anything differently from last year to this year? In order for teammates to recognize that?
I don't think so. I feel like I always was a vocal leader, man. I always come to practice. I always give my all on game day, man. I guess it came to fruition, or whatever it's called. Fruition.
It seems like guys really love the fact you always have their back, though. Where does that come from? That idea, like on the field, it's like they sense you've got their back.
I don't know, man. That's me. That's my personality, man. These my guys, these my brothers, man, so it's us versus everybody. So, man, that's just kind of how I play the game.
Have you always been captain material and just not seen it come to fruition?
Yeah, I think maybe my off-the-field stuff kind of prevented me from being the captain a lot of the times. But I think I've always been captain material. I've always been a good guy at practice. I've always been a great teammate, and I've always been a leader.
Vaughn said yesterday, looking at this Chargers personnel, that they're a much improved team. A lot better. What's just your view of what they do offensively?
I mean, they always been a pretty good team. They're healthy now. They got all their guys, all their guns are on deck, you know. So, and then they got Phillip Rivers as their quarterback, man. So you got a future Hall of Fame quarterback. You're probably going to be pretty good on offense.
Keep the difference between what you guys think of this team and what the rest of the world almost does is pretty big. You guys.
I don't know. I seen this guy on NFL Network say Phillip is going to be MVP this year. So I hear good things about him, man. I see guys predicting their schedule pretty good. So I mean, we'll see, man. They're a good team to us. We always had good games against those guys.
Our team.
We don't really worry about it, man. We only can control what we can control. They base a lot of what you how they rank you and what they think about you on what you did last year. So. This is a whole new team, whole new attitude this year, man. So we'll see.
What does Keenan Allen in particular do well that makes him so hard to cover?
Oh, man, he's great on the line. He's a big body. He's a big target for Phillip, and he's a super competitor, man. That's anytime you compete at the level that he competes, man, you're going to be a pretty good player.
What challenge does it bring when they have Gates and Henry? It's kind of a unique thing to have two guys you can score.
Yeah, you don't know if they're going to run it. You don't know if they're going to pass it, man. They go 12. And they can run a ball real good out of 12. They can split those two guys out. So you can do a lot of things with those two guys.
What's it like having Brock back? And what did you think when you first heard the news that Osweiler was
back? I was excited, man. I was excited. In the NFL, every backup is one player away from being a starter, you know. So we need a backup who we could really depend on. And we know we could really depend on Brock. He's been in this system before. He started games before. So we know we could really depend on him. Oh, it was an honor, man. They definitely made it a lot more than what I thought it would be, you know. So it's an honor, man, seeing my name up there with guys like Riggins, Hadle, Sayers, man. There's only like eight of us up there, so that's definitely an honor.
They gave you a vet day-to-day. What did you learn from last year with your back on how to manage a full season? Because when you're out there, you're dominant.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna miss some time.
If it's up to me, I'm a practice, you know. So, I mean, Greek and Coach, man, they got great plans for guys, so – I guess it was one of them days for me to just get some rest.
Do you love practice more than most guys? Kubiak always said how much energy you brought.
That's part of leading the guys, man. You just got to bring that energy. And when we're practicing, we're preparing for something. So I'm trying to be the best that I could be on Sunday. So, man, it starts in practice.
Where do you think Langley is if he has
to play? Well, Langley, he's ready, man. He's ironing out those wrinkles that he have in the scheme. And athletically, man, he's been ready to go. And mentally, man, he's getting there. He's getting there. He's staying extra with Coach, man. He's doing a lot of stuff to make sure he's ready.
Coming up, a leader that you admire, whether it's in football or someplace else, who have you taken hints from?
Well, I always took my hints and notes from my dad, man. He passed in 13, but man, always growing up, man, he was always vocal. He always did the things the right way, man. He had four kids. He took care of us like no other dad could do, you know. So I kind of learned from him growing up to how to handle your business as a man.
And he always let you know where you stood?
Definitely, every time. Oh, I just never, ever since I did tweak my back a little bit, I just never stopped my rehab on it. So I kept that same regimen, kept my core real strong, so I feel great now. I don't even feel it.
Does the feeling change at all? You've been through a few of these opening nights now. Does the feeling change, or is it just like it was from day one?
Man, it's the same, man. You're nervous, you're excited, you can't wait for it, man. It's going to be a great buzz in the air Monday night, so... It never changes, man. Game to game, opener to opener, it never changes.
How much does Monday Night Football add to that, or does it?
I mean, it adds a lot. You know, you're the only game on TV that day, I mean, at that time. So that always brings a little extra energy to both teams, to the crowd, to everybody.
One of the things that guys loved about Coops was the fact that he looked after the vets and throughout the season. Does it feel like Vance kind of brings a similar...
Yeah, definitely. Vance got his own schedule. It's not like Coos, but he got his own schedule. But, man, the guys love it, man. It takes care of the players, and we love it, man. We getting used to it, but we like it so far.
You and Tiki were kind of the soundtrack of this defense on game day when you hear those FX and you guys are mic'd up. Does your volume go up now without TJ, or how does that change?
I mean, leaders going to lead, man. We got a bunch of leaders on this team, so if somebody will step in the place of TJ. We don't know who it'll be, but, man, after the game, you guys will know. I mean, with our scheme, though, he has a lot of detail in our scheme, and he's a real smart guy on defense, man, so he helps out a lot on the defense.
Any games in particular you're going to try to watch
some of them? I'm going to start tonight and watch them Patriots and them Chiefs tonight. That's going to be a pretty good game. I got the ticket, you know, so I'll be flipping through, but, I mean, whatever the best game is, man, my TV will probably stay on that channel.
When you're watching those games, are you rewinding and kind of getting an early prep, or are you just watching them as a fan?
I'm watching as a fan, man. When it's time to prepare for those teams, I prepare for those teams. But right now I'm preparing for the Chargers. So on Sunday, I'll just be watching as a fan.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chief.